Blog Talk Radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. It's from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
Victory.
old folks, ain't no harm to moan, not quite moan. Hear the Lord. Yeah, moan. Yeah, hey, hear the Lord.
Time that when you're doing ministry, there is a place that where the adversary will try to come in, right? And it tries to come in, but I thank God for one of the scriptures that we always say, and we always paraphrase it, we put it so we can understand, or we become very close to it, or we do all kind of things to get the expression of the love of God out. Boy, but I love when when it comes out, when it says, is there anything too hard for God?
All right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Is it anything too hard for God? You know, and then some like us, you know, we get to speak, we get to talk, we get to convey, you know, I got another invite to do some things, Reverend. I don't know how I'm going to add all of these different things on my little tab, right? But I started thinking about it. Is anything too hard for God? You know, so I think about how God is doing with the church. You know, and I'm gonna say this here. There are some things that we want to do, but God says He might want you to do something else, brother. You know,
right.
He might just change the whole script, man. You know, and you gotta watch every you know, piece of mail come your way, brother. You know, sometimes when you doing this Christian walk, right? Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes when you're doing this Christian walk, it's just like looking at an email, Reverend. And if it's got some on there, got some cookies, you know about that, Reverend. You know, and they said don't open this file because it can mess up your computer. You know what I'm talking about? I said don't do that, Peter. You know, did you allow or you gonna block? You know, and something, Reverend, I'm gonna tell you, you need to block.
Yeah, you're right.
You need to. you need to block it, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? I know you, it seems like it can't be harmful until you get in there, man. Oh, that virus get in there, and it get to move around your little computer. If you ain't got the right, what we call, Reverend, protection, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't got the right protection, Reverend, for long, Reverend, the computer been slowing down, you know what I'm talking about? You know, then you get another pop-up. Then it start another pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm talking about in life. When you start letting different things in your life, it'll start controlling you if you don't watch it. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when we mention Christmas, don't get it twisted. Let me give you something. So this is what I believe, Reverend. And they say you always, I'll make you co-sign, Reverend. But I'm gonna let you do what you want to. But this one here, Reverend, we're not forcing you. Watch this now. We're not forcing you and telling you to go out and shop. Till you can't drop. You know that angle? Black Saturday, mm-hmm. whatever, Black Monday, or whatever you want to call it. You know, we ain't telling you to do all that. We know it is a pagan holiday. Help me, Holy Spirit. We do know it is a pagan holiday. But we as Christians take time out and just want to celebrate our Savior, mm-hmm. you know, that he was born. That's what it's about. He was born, you know,
yeah.
and some of you can, it's almost like how you tell them, remember you, hey, Rev, pray right quick. Let me do something. Pray right
mm-hmm.
quick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Father. Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you this morning, blessing us to assemble together. Father, we ask you to consecrate us, separate us, strengthen us, Father. Forgive us for all sin, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Father, come and remove hindering things, Father God, hindering spirits that would try to disrupt, tear down. Oh, Father God, we ask for your Holy Spirit come in and bless whom you will, consecrate whom you will, the heart that desire to want to know more of you, or get closer to you, or have something revealed unto them. We ask, Father, that you do it. Grant us your peace. Give us your wisdom, Father. Oh, Father God, separate us. Again, we ask in the name of Jesus, separate us from all evil entangling spirits. But we thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, for your kindness, for the gift you've given us, Father, even early in this December, Father God, you've given us, and you're giving us remembrance of, hallelujah, what you gave to the world, Father God. Thank you for it. Thank you for the spirit of joy, love, salvation, in Jesus' name. I want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Thank you for your gift. Hallelujah. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the comforter. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray, we ask, Father God, that we lift up this broadcast to you, that would be, oh, Father God, something that you would desire to accept as a praise, as a worship this day, this morning, this hour. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you for it, Lord. Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful, brother, beautiful. Amen. You know, and we're saying mm-hmm. that again. I don't know if this will be for the flesh, or corner minor, this might be a disclaimer. That what that might be, Reverend. This introduction might be a disclaimer. But I wanted to present this like this here, because you know it's so broad. You know what I'm talking about. You know, there could be some narrow-minded people. You know what I'm talking about. So I want to say this here. We don't force nothing on nobody. We just only presenting God's love, you know, that what he put in our heart. So when we do say Christmas, Merry Christmas, God bless you, you know, talking about, there's no strings attached to that. You know, when we say we love you and you can't do nothing about it, only strings attached to that is that's one of the commandments God gave us, that we should love one another. You know, we should love our neighbor, you know, and as ourselves, you know. And we're supposed to practice it. You know, someone should feel the love. So Jesus was this one we find, believe, that he came through 42 generations. you know. So yes, and a lot of you probably know it and can recite it. Like I said, before I ask Rev to pray, I want you to know you can teach somebody how to do the ABCs out in a song, mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm talking about. And they'll, yeah. and you hear people, adults still say it like, they was taught when they was young, you know, talking about, you know, A, B, C, D, you know, they're, instead of this, you know, talking about like a rhyme,
yeah.
you know, nursery rhyme, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know. We don't want you to take this lesson that we present to you, prefer this month, about Jesus is a nursery rhyme, you know, talking about. There's
mm-hmm.
something happened for you and I. There's something
yeah.
happened. For you and I, there was a Savior hit this earth. Oh, help me, but came down, you know,
mm-hmm.
obedient, right? Came down, and what he did, Reverend, he came down and walked this earth. You know, so,
yes,
so when I say this here, I understand this is a pilgrimage holiday. You don't have to believe me. You know, talking about, we ain't a Scrooge,
yeah.
you know. Yeah, I have a tree of my own, you know.
Yeah.
Talking about, oh, you sound like a hypocrite, you know. Talking about, yeah,
yeah,
I got grandkids, I got kids, you know. We buy them a little present and we come around the tree, we talk, we laugh, and everything, you know. Talking about, I understand
yeah.
that part, you know, because we moved it from what we really were supposed to be celebrating his birth. Now we move it into
mm-hmm.
we're going out getting debt, you know, we're getting in debt, or we go out there. We buying stuff and we all year long trying to pay off that debt. Help me, Holy Spirit. and we're taking the rate from the real deal of the whole season. Help me, Holy Spirit. And it's so a blessing because if you don't watch it, Reverend, you say, man, he didn't give me nothing this year. You know, you know,
mm-hmm.
we get that kind of way in our mind. You know, but I start thinking, but this ain't what I want to present to you this morning. In the prep, if anybody else want to come in all through the month, anytime, right
yeah.
now, this ain't what we're trying to present to you. We're trying to present you to know why you worshiping him, why you
yeah.
sitting up praising him, why you don't understand what's coming in your mind to do right, and you don't know why. So we want to give you experience in the reality of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. We want to present
yeah.
Jesus to you in a form, not in a wrap up in the present. There was a reason why they had a present. We're gonna get in there. I'm not today probably,
yeah.
but we're gonna see why these presents and gifts came along. You know what I'm talking about? And we took it and did it another thing with it. But I'm telling you, we not saying the actual day is what, December 25, right? 25th, ain't that right, man?
Mm-hmm.
Cause we know
yes,
at that
sir.
Time it was number 9 months. We know this here. You know, we Bible teachers and students, we know this here. We're not saying that. We don't get mad because we celebrate our King. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See, some of us do it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
That's it, Rem. Man, you hit it right on the head. You hit it right on the head. And see, that's not meaning to cut you off, but man, I can't hold something that was spoke to my mind, spirit whispered to my mind. Why do we fight love?
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There you go.
And that's what
go.
It is. It tried to disguise itself, but with question. Yes, yeah, some carry someone that really know. To be taught that they would do better and not error, but some do it in the spirit of trying to tear and trying to separate. But why do we fight love? Jesus already proved himself. The Father proved himself, but we steady come with things that fight against love. And, you know, it's just like explain, but when those come, Peter's and if you don't watch the pop-ups, and if you select on something that pops up, it ruins your whole system. But why continuously do we fight against love? you know, somebody has a problem with, you know, you have a problem with, you just genuinely trying to love them and care for them. Now, they accept all the evil all day long, but when you're trying to showing some kindness or showing some love, where they look and they try to find problems with that, you know, problems with that. And I just want to say something about it, you know. And why do we fight against love, you know, somebody coming in, picking to see what I can fight with, or what can I turn out instead of what can I add to, you know, you're fighting against love. We used to sing, the youth choir sung a song that you're just standing in the way of love when you do these things. But when you do these things, but make way for love. Make way, you know, make way. The one that's speaking, are you praying while they're speaking? The one that's trying to convey to you, are you hoping for the success? This is when the Holy Spirit comes in and minister to the heart. In case some that didn't know, when someone's talking, others should be praying, hoping, and uplifting that God will speak.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if that's not your path, woe unto you, because after a while, love is gonna stand up. And you know, we know him as a gentle Savior, but also the love of God can show you some wrath that your mind have not even seen or witnessed before. So be careful how we fight against love. I just wanted, you know, that was over here burning on my heart, you know, and I was just listening as you were talking, and the voice whispered to me, why do we fight against love? Oh, hallelujah. We need to be trying to accept love instead of fight against it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm a co-sign. I'm a co-sign. I'm a co-sign because I'm going to be a witness. If the truth is going forth, I'm going to stand and be a witness. So God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Jesus. I might not ask anyone a question, and we use this old word because it's used a lot. It's rhetorical, you know what I mean, Reverend? You might not hear a question as you will be in the room say, this is what I'm asking you, but if you hear me, what I'm saying is we're trying to present Jesus in a way traditional. That we want, especially some person over here might not be like you've been here 40 years, and 100 years, and didn't know how the conception came. Help me, Holy Spirit. So we go over to go back to teach that conception. Right? People look at it and they trying to find faults in it, and we want to tell you, you're going to be held accountable for what you know. And say out your mouth. But we want to. In our mind, in our heart, when we convey it, like Rev just said, if we convey this love to you, it won't be because we're not making it plain. Yeah. So you have to watch how the enemy come in with them cookies.
Yes, sir. You got to watch out
when they say a lie or blah. You got to have a discernment of the Holy Spirit in you to know that someone is trying to trap you. So what I've been taught, I know my brother been taught, and I know others have been on this phone been taught, that when it's about salvation, it's serious to me. You know why it's so serious to me? Because the adversary is getting so quick of the changing our thoughts and mind and making us look at things in a negative way. So what I want to come to you, yes, it is a pagan's holiday. Yes, we shouldn't do what they say, Reverend. What they say, we shouldn't be lifting up no other person higher than God. You know what I'm talking about? But I know from bottom of my heart, when we do this here, we teach it. We tell the story about how when people get present, we have to formalize it in a way that we got to keep the adversary out over here now. And I believe Brother Dog, I believe Brother Tim, I believe Brother D, I believe any Sister Mary, I believe Sister Martha, anybody in God, you open, you got a lot of feedback a little bit. But I want to say this here. I want to say this with love. We not here to force ourselves on you. That's why I got to use scripture. I got to make it so that you can understand it. That's why we pulled away from the scripture. If I can use the word, Brother D and Bible readers, and if I can use a proverb, you know what I'm talking about? If I can use a parable, you know, if I can use an illustration to show you that if you go to the gas station, it was a time, Reverend, that we didn't have to pay before we pumped.
Yeah.
Oh, you may catch me later. It was a time that we used to go. It was honesty, you know. You know, you go up there, you put your pump in there, and you get your little Let me tell you, 74 cents a gallon. You know, don't remember. And you pump it, and you get through. You go in and pay. You know, now it's not like that no more because we didn't mess the whole thing up. Same way with just Christianity, man. Same way it's talking about the Christ and His coming. Some people have messed it up. They got Tyler Perry. He's funny. He got this other person. He really funny. You know what I'm talking about? He got a coming to Christmas winter thing. He gets in the classroom one day. It's funny though. You know what I'm talking about? And he tells him about the Christmas. You know what I'm talking about? He all over the roof. You know, and he back off and jack a ride. You know, he everywhere with it. You know what I'm talking about? You have to watch what you listen to. I know it's out of fun though. I'm not saying you can't do no fun and have no fun. When you've been taught the word of God, help me, Holy Spirit, when you've been taught the reality of God, we don't try to force it on you, but what we do, we try to present the love of God, like Rev said. Don't fight the love. Now, a few brothers open it up. A few brothers open it up. Y'all open up, man.
Amen. Well, and Reverend Henry and Reverend Brown, if y'all didn't know, we're going to keep Brother Randy in our prayers. You know, he just lost his father, Randy. Brother Randy just lost his father. You didn't already know.
I didn't know. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's beautiful. You know, if we can, I know the brother, probably, I ain't going to say I know, but I know a lot of people are reaching out, you know, and I believe the brother, and I'm not gonna speak about what relationship he had with his father, whatever it is. It's been presented that God did some things. He transitioned the moment right there. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know where he is in the walk. I'm not finna anybody kind of put that in your head, but I want to let you know today. You know what I'm talking about? Just today, that it could be you.
Mm.
You know, it could be anybody on this phone right now. The news just like that there, and we had to watch this here, process it in where it came. You know what I'm talking about? And I thank you for that, brother with a dog, that we're gonna lift our brother up. You know what I'm talking about? We're gonna keep him in prayer. You know what I'm talking about? Him and his whole entire family, because if it's been presented like that, evidently that we as believers, we should be praying. You know what I'm talking about? Please, y'all don't get this. Don't misunderstand what I'm going to say. Somebody, keep me in prayer, Reverend. You said if I asked you to pray, while ago. This episode don't want to get this lesson out. But it's going to get out one day. It's coming out. You know, it's coming out. You best believe it. If you're going to walk it through it, too, and I'm going to let you know, it's going to be coming from Luke 1, chapter 1, too. We're going to be coming from there. But since I'm who we love, who really, that really tell the truth about it, he was one of the ones on the back line. Brother Sam, hit that one, brother. He was one on the back line, and Brother D, was the one when I got in here and started hanging with the brother, he was doing the most of all the teaching, you know, and he was getting held up in the light, Reverend. Brother D, I don't know if you know, in Chicago, since you're a city folk, probably they never heard none of this here, you know, there was a time, you know, it was a time that it was 3 men in jail right there. It was a certain time. Brother D and brother, it was a certain time that the light come through the jailhouse, right? But you just couldn't reach it, so the 2 men held 1 man up. So he had the Bible, and they said it was just a New Testament. And what he was up there reading, he read the scripture. So they couldn't hear him, so they let him down, Reverend. And when they let him down and they asked him, this, Brother D, he used to ask him, what did you see while you was in the light? Help me, Holy Spirit. So what I'm trying to say, to you and I, that we're supposed to encourage our brother, you know. And preferably, you know, when time go by, you know, if especially it just happened now, you know, we need to go talk to him anyway. But I want to say this here. I want to say that brother was teaching, you know, when I first started on, and he was real, and he was doing a lot. Now God and him doing some few other things right now. But I want to tell you that I know that man's a praying man. I know his wife is a praying woman. I know they know the Lord. His children. I'm seeing him on Facebook. How his children, little Ursus, you know, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? And yeah. I know they know the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? But boy, when death comes sometimes, help me, Holy Spirit. When transition comes sometimes, people talk like they want to. Some people moan different. Some people, Reverend, yeah. they take the death a little different, but others, some mm-hmm. others use it is like what the book says. We should rejoice when they leave. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and cry when they come in, Reverend. We got it back, mm-hmm. Reverend. We happy, you know. I had a friend send me yeah. some. I married a couple a few months ago, right? And now they, you know, Elijah got a baby now, Reverend. You know, and they did mm-hmm. a gender thing. I ain't never heard nothing like this in my life. They got a gender revealing, as they say. Now the men's in there, uh-huh. women, they all got the balloons and all this stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
and then they have certain color if it's gonna be a boy. The mother and the father don't know. They got somebody they send the information to, and they set the part up and say, well, if it's a boy, it's gonna be blue, and if it's a girl, it's gonna be pink. You know what I'm talking about? And then they reveal it, and then you just see how they rejoice. And I know it's a beautiful thing. Don't never, because I got three of them. I know, and seven grandkids. So I understand when they do come in here. But God tells us this here. I really believe that when you have professional moaners, Reverend, you got people riding around looking for stuff like this, and they'll get in a service and tear that church up, man, have everybody in a disarray. So when we serve it, when we have a home going or a service, it's an uplifting thing. We don't sing songs yeah. to pull you down. We sing songs to lift you up. Every praise and to our God, glory, glory.
Yeah.
It's all right. About that, we don't want to say no
right.
real. So the you're already depressed. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're already pulled down, Brother Tim. You're already in a situation. You know what I'm talking about? And then you know you might be like me and Brother Tim. I did after my mother's Reverend witness, right? After my mother, I sing every time in church, right? But my mother, mm-hmm. right? When she passed, and I had the musician over there, bless his soul. Yeah, y'all keep him lifted in prayer, too. I looked at him after I got through preaching with Brother D, and I told him I need him to get me in the right key. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? Remember that, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
I need to get me
yes,
the right key. I'm going to sing my song. Say, man, I'm talking about Reverend. No, it was over at least a good 1,000 people there. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? And all my family there, you know. And Reverend, I told him, I need you to get to the right key. So he started banging on the keyboard. So what I'm saying, joy was there. Everybody started laughing. They moved away from that pain.
Mm-hmm.
They move away from seeing mother there. They move away from seeing auntie there. They move away from seeing granny there. They move away from seeing best friend. I had a friend. I didn't know he knew my mother like that, man. He cried harder, and he looked at me. You know, he didn't understand, though. You see what I'm saying? Look how God had placed in my heart by her. So Reverend, what happened, Reverend? I got them a note. Oh, I got my note.
Mm-hmm.
The day that Lord,
yes,
he helped me that day. I got my note that day. Boy,
yeah,
God took me to the another level with, and I passed the tongue to Reverend. Then when I passed the tongue to Reverend, I think every pastor in that pulpit sung that song, didn't it, man? You remember
yes,
that, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
So I'm thinking,
yes, sir.
Joy, joy, joy. We said joy comes in the moment. So when we present God, help me, Holy Spirit. So when we present it in a service like that, we call death, but we call transition, we try to uplift that family. We try to lift that family up and let them know that we're there. We might not have the right words to say right now. We might not have the right song you might not want to hear, right? But I've been around a lot of people and going down this time. I was glad you came, man. I'm glad you didn't have to say one word. Just seeing you here, man. Just seeing you here and supporting me and my family at this time. And then, you know what, your brother, I'm praying with you. Sister, I'm praying with you. Because that's how we should do when we get our brother in a situation here. Now, if nobody should call him, God plan, sister. If nobody should call him, the brothers listen to my voice right now, sure, because we know he's in tune with God, but pain, people. Well, I'm gonna do this right here. Some people, they watch this here. They handle. I'm gonna do it like the death of a different way. But I've been taught, and I believe there's nothing wrong with death. I believe from the bottom of my heart. Only time death is bad when you don't know Jesus. If you don't know, you haven't made him your what? Your Lord and Savior in your life. If you ain't accepted him in your heart that you believe that God raised him from the dead, if you haven't confessed it, if you haven't believed in your heart, that's when the problem is. But if you have, and you don't understand the transition, allow me to just say this to you. God has doing something with this earth, right? Gravity is taking place right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when gravity takes place, I don't care how you exercise. I don't care what you drink. I don't care how you do other people. When that expiration day comes, brothers and sisters, we can't stop it. It's going to happen. And sometimes God give us a chance to grieve with them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes he allows us to see them in their golden years and let them know that you better cherish mama. You better cherish granny. You better cherish your father, because I'm coming back to him one day. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. One day is soon. And when I come, I gave you enough time with them. Now I want them back. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I believe this.
Yeah.
I believe this. I'm going to be quiet when I say this. And I'm going to read this scripture right here. I'm going to be quiet when I say this here. I believe that we have to tell the people like the Bible says. We have to read the scripture to them, Reverend and sisters and brothers. And you know what one of the scriptures we often use? It said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. That, look what he said, that you sorrow not, even as other which have no hope. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, for if we believe that Jesus died, if we now, Reverend, believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them, Brother D, Brother Tim, which is asleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, for this we say unto you by the words of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord should not prevent them that are asleep. That's where we're going, y'all. For the Lord himself should descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ should rise first. And look what he said, then we which are alive, if we are remaining, should be caught up together with them in the clouds, and meet the Lord in the air. He said, and shall, look what he said, and shall we ever be with the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, this one, I read all this, trying to get to this part here, Brother D. I had to read all this, Brother Tim, just to get to this part here. Can I read it? Just say no. I went all the way there, just to get to this point. You know, he said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. He said, you read all that, Eric, but at the end of it, he said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. We should be there. If you've been around the ministry long enough, we should comfort one another at such a time like this. And we got to hear the Spirit of the Lord and the discernment of the Lord know that when to shut up, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and when just to sit there. And I'm somebody going to help me with this, and I said I'm going to be quiet. Y'all ain't saying that, so I'm going to keep talking. Let me say it one more time, Reverend. Hey, Reverend, the Bible said this here. It reads this way. He said, when they moan, we should moan. When they rejoice, we should rejoice. So I tell you,
right.
If my brother is moaning, I'm moaning with him. But my moan is not worrying about what his father is. My moan is worrying about my brother. You know what it is? That if he's in peace with him, if he's
yeah.
I want to say this right now. I want to say this. And I'm going to sit up, y'all. I want to say, when he's in peace with it, God will give you a spirit to know this to be quiet. God give you a spirit enough to say, comfort him. If you're in tune with the Holy Spirit, now I'm going to be quiet, Doc.
I got out of background knowing that my brother, I can't really talk like I would like to. But you said it as best it could be said. We supposed to moan with him. We should be praying for him. But we truly know, according to Scripture, we should be rejoicing right now. Not being saved. But I didn't want you saying. You know, I thought about that thing as you was talking. When you said we should cry when he's coming away. We should have been, those that know the Lord should have been crying when Jesus came. Because we knew why. If you know the Lord, you'd have been crying because you knew why he came. Knowing what his purpose was, you should have been crying because you know you had to die. We should have been crying because you know you had to die. But then we should have been rejoicing because we know his death was the saving of us. So his death allowed me to be saved. His death allowed you to be saved. So then we should have been rejoicing. So yes, we have got it. But there's a four-letter word that caused us to turn this thing around. It's called love. I heard my brother say earlier, just this scripture, this word, it's just something about this word, just changed things. Sometimes God will change things. And see, obviously it's been changed right now. I have heard about it this morning. Brother Tim sent it to me. But you know, God is still in the blessing business. God is still, and I'm going to say this real quick, I'm going to go out the way here. I heard my brother speaking. He started trying to speak on Christmas. You know, I'm dumb enough to know that, yeah, that's not his birthday. But I've told a many people, my wife and I got married in December, but she want to celebrate it when it's warm. She don't want to celebrate her anniversary when it's cold. So we chose June and July as a celebration month. Me and my brother spoke on going to the store, how they spend all this money. God was, you know, Jesus was a gift to us from God. And this is why man chooses to give gifts, because he's the ultimate gift. We can never replace it. We can never equal it to it. So we go to the store and spend all our money. Yeah. Yes, we know it's a pagan day, but it's a day we set aside to celebrate our Lord and Savior. And it's funny you spoke on that, trying to speak on it today, because that was brought to me earlier during the week by a young man that I choose not to have biblical discussions with. You know, and that's just, you know, I'm a guy. I'm like my brother. I'm going to be quiet. Be quiet. I want to sit back and go back on mute and enjoy the word. I'll be back.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's beautiful, bro. Brother Tim,
Well, Brother Eric, thank you very much for this opportunity. All I just wanted to say was I enjoyed that part about Christmas and all that. And all you have to do is when you said don't go out and do, you have to make a conscious decision not to deal with it as a pagan holiday. You want to deal with it as your Lord and Savior's celebration, and that's what you have to do. And people don't want to do that. You know, you don't have to. Nobody has to make you go out and spend thousands and thousands of dollars on gifts, and then you broke for the rest of the year. No, that's not what you have to do. So you have to make a conscious decision, and we have to make a conscious decision to serve the Lord, to thank him and bless him for everything that he does each and every day. So we just say thank God for his word, and I'm with you on that all the way. So that's all I had to say. Thank you so much. Make a conscious decision to serve him, to make him the Lord of your life. Make a conscious decision.
That's brilliant.
Thank you.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant, bro. That's
brilliant,
Rev. Rev, you know, you were saying about that young man, he was in truck driving school, and it kind of makes it hard for him to really get in, to get on in the morning.
Yeah, he told me
about I spoke to him about it. Yeah, okay. All right, I didn't know what you knew. That's why we had
to do it. Yeah, Yeah, he let me know. He peeps his head sometimes, but it's very experimental because he is trying to learn how to drive the old truck. I believe that's what how y'all call it, huh?
Right. Yeah, he's trying to check it out. I'm in this joke of making so much noise. But you, my brother said it best. He's a praying young man. His wife is a praying sister. That's a sister that can. You know, she was in the store one day with her mom, and with someone on the phone asked her to pray. And she said, I think I was the one that said, no. She said, no, wait a minute, bro. I got time to pray. I'm going to pray anywhere, anytime it's asked of me. The praying family. And we know that he knows the Lord. And,
yes,
man, it's just so good when you know that you know the Lord. And when you can speak for him, I hear my brother Eric do it. I can speak for Brother Henry. It is good. I said I wasn't going to talk much today, but you know how good it is to be able to say that you know one of your brothers know the Lord. You see in a mouthful when you can say that I know my brother know the Lord. Because I really know it's me. But when I can go out on a limb, and I ain't cutting the limb off behind me, I got the saw in front of him instead of behind me, my brother knows the Lord. You saying that's something, that's brother. You really saying something. Mm-hmm. And believe me, God, hear you. I got to go on me before I got all this noise. But I just say,
That's beautiful, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. Man, I just want to. I'm trying to give it the way it was brought to me, because man, there's so much is rolling over here, Rev. You know, when you have the Lord just pouring so much into you, you're trying. But man, it's when we present evil, boy, it's you can't count the numbers. You can't count the number. But when love, something that's going to benefit us, people try to find problems with it. Yeah, it's a pagan holiday, but we that are Christians, when, you know, it could have been January, it could have been February, it could have been March, April, May, but whenever the spirit of the Lord was born within your heart. You know, whenever you receive salvation, oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why not rejoice when love has come in that made you consider your wicked ways that when you were on a way? I heard a man say one time, he was, and remember, you know, he said he's on his way to hell with two rockets on his feet. he was flying there. Oh, praise the Lord. But you should rejoice that anytime. Man, we living in a day and time. It's not the same world that we grew up in. It's so much evil and hatred now. It seems like it's just common. You know, it's common for us to hear about killing and murdering and this and that. But when we were younger, it was almost an unheard of thing. But now it's just so rapid that it's common to us. And when we try to bring something good, it's fault. You see how turned around and backwards we are now from a world that we grew up in? Oh, hallelujah. So yeah, let us rejoice forevermore. Wherever there is a light, you know, you can take. God has blessed me to see the Lord in almost everything. Even in a TV show you're watching, I can hear his voice. God is always speaking to us, but are we open to listen to him? And don't worry about it, the Holy Spirit will stand up and witness for itself and will defend itself. But be careful. The scripture says of offenses will come, but be careful whom they come through. You know, don't be that instrument. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But seek after love. That's one of the gifts that he gave us. It's one of the fruits that he gave us that we all. It's a necessity that we must have. That we love one another and pray for those that's trying to teach someone love. Pray for those that's trying to help someone salvation, because you're not starting a war with them, but you're starting a war with God, and you don't want that war. You know, we play at work. You know, we play at work and tell other people, you don't want this smoke. Because wherever there is smoke, there is fire. And God, you're talking about a vengeance. He will repay. Vengeance is sealed. And he said he will repay. So be careful how we try to fight, kick against the prick. Ask Saul of Tarsus about it. He thought he was doing the right thing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But in God, in his mercy, he knocked him off of that beast in his mercy and showed him real love. So he was shut up with him for 3 days. Thank you, Jesus. But, man, let's continue. Let's continue. Let's continue to pray and let God have his way. Continue to, instead of trying to fight against, continue to try to be a part and see what the difference God will make in your life. See the difference how your mind structure will be. See the difference, and whatever you do, pray about it. And watch God come in there, and he'll answer the questions nobody else can answer. He'll answer even that unasked question that is in within your heart and your mind. Hallelujah. God bless you. Back to you, Rev. God bless you.
You know, I was thinking about how sometimes, I don't know the situation with my brother, but I want to just when my mind runs a little bit, I can imagine when you're looking at someone leaving this earth, you know. I can imagine because just my, I don't think I really ever have, but yeah, Lord, forgive me, but I never tell nobody I know how you feel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I know now, if I did it then, I know now I wouldn't say it, you know what I'm talking about, because everybody grieves different, you know what I'm talking about. And I've been guilty, even in my mother's, and my father, my brother-in-law, you know. My brother-in-law, real sudden, I knew my mother then was transitioning. My father, I know they were transitioning. I know they were leaving, you know what I'm talking about. I know they were leaving because the things was going in their body. I knew they would leave. Transition was it wasn't ignorant to me that I knew they was gonna leave, you know. But I had somebody come up to me, Reverend, and told me, said, man, you got to be strong, you know. You don't have to follow what I'm saying. And I looked at that person. I said, you tell me to be strong. You really don't see me, right? But you tell me to be strong, and you looking right at your mom, and you looking right at your daddy. You looking right at your brother. You telling me to be strong. You know, I was there last year, this and that. Okay, fine. That sounds good, too. Let me tell you something. Let me heal. Let God work the healing in me. Because if I do it, because what you say, when you're away, I'll have you there. So my resource come from God. You know, I didn't jump in no cash. Reverend saw everything. Reverend saw me. Every one of my the people I talked about, you know. And trust me. And God gave me strength, you know.
Yeah.
Not just because I'm a man. He gave me strength because I know about the transition of this life. Sir.
I said you didn't look to the heel, did you, my brother?
Oh yeah, yes sir, yes I did. I'm gonna give you something so you can see. I looked to a heel because I was on the tutelage of the heel. I was at his feet, and when I say heal, my pastor name, last name is Heal. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? And he taught me how to process death. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
you know, and teaching me how to process death. I started thinking about now. I've been in, because Reverend know when it comes time to moderating, to come around to lead a service like that, they, a lot of people ask me to lead it, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? Because they know I'm going to try to make it in a way that it's not a sorrow time. It's sorrow enough.
Right.
It's sad enough. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't up there throwing no a lot of jokes and all that, but we comfort the people because we know there's going to be some time when the letters going to stop. We know the pies, the cakes, the chicken, the chicken rat with the Barker casserole. And, the pie and if we call Kool-Aid, the oxtail, fish, all that stuff going to stop, Reverend. We know it's going to stop. You know what I'm talking about? They're going to need us then, for sure. You know, and prayer right now might be the only thing. No, watch this here. We know it is the only thing to move a little pain at this time. We know God allowed pain to come on others different. We know, because I just read in the scripture, this don't be ignorant of one who don't know. You know, because they just sleep in the Lord. And we try to comfort them with that, letting them know that I'm not telling you not to cry. I want to be with you and hold your hand, you know what I'm talking about, you know, and let you know that I'm here with you. I want to pray with you. And watch how we overshadow them. Some people need a little what's called time alone. Some people need a little time back. You know, you can get congested with Texas, text message. You can get justice with phone calls. You know what I'm talking about? You know, some people, watch this, Reverend, they process that different. Some people say they won't even answer your call. They won't even answer the text because we grieve different. Everybody, my mother died, my father, I did this. Yeah, but brother, you don't know how that relationship is with them. You don't know what went on. You don't know how it happened, and you don't know how he's processing that or she processing that. So give God to them. Pray to them and pray for them.
Yeah.
And let God move in that area to heal, move in that area to move that pain. And us, you know, Brother Riles can hit that one button. One day, Brother Riles, a woman came to Brother Wild and him and his wife. I might mess it up, Brother Tim, but I think how it went like he heard her crying, man. She was just crying and he said, "Oh, I'm so sad. I might be messing up, Brother. You better say something." and he looked at her and said, and she said, "Well, how long? I mean, you know, your mother been out." And she said, 10 years. And his mind went the other way, but his wife moved him out the way. You know what I'm talking about? And let her minister with her, you know what I'm talking about? Is that right about that?
Yep, that's pretty close it,
So I'm saying everybody processes it different. You know what I'm talking about? He learned something with that. That's a testament. You know what I'm talking about? You know, someone he know how, one thing I know, my brother know how to witness, you know what I'm talking about? I know he know how to witness. But at that time, his level of understanding of that situation, it wasn't for him at that time. So his wife stepped in and did that. So I'm telling you, everybody agrees different. You know what I'm talking about? Brother Wittedahl said he can't understand. Help me, Holy Spirit. Why he haven't cried. I ain't going to say he haven't cried, but had an emotional part by his mother at the time he'd been told. Look, now, he can hit the one button and say something, but he already got the one button. It's all right. And he could cry if somebody, and it feels some kind of way with somebody else, parent died or somebody else died. It hurts him real bad. But his mother, he still ain't got that pain or grief there. And I told him, God gave him peace one day, Reverend. He gave him peace one day. He was praying to God, and praying to God, God told him, get up. I don't know if he was on the Navy. He can straighten me out, too, if I'm wrong. Get up and stand up. You know what I'm talking about? And told him a few words. I want him, if he wants to present that, he can. But I want you to tell you, everybody agreed different. You know what I'm talking about? And that's why God gave him closure right then. So when he did see his mother, when he did see others doing what they're doing, God already gave him his closure. You know, but then you see some people, they They already say when someone died, I can't live without you, mama. I can't live without you, Annie. I can't live. And they want to jump in the casket. Amen. They want to jump in the casket, you know. And we find out that's a process there too. You know what I'm talking about? We have to pray for them ones like that. You know, we can't just look so pitiful. Man, a lot of people ain't been taught about the transition. A lot of people ain't
been
shown
the love of God. You're doing a good job there, Rev. You telling it just like it is.
What can you help me with that? What was the thing he said to you? Because you were asking for a healing. And what was it, brother? What is that?
Well, I was asking, you know, to get better and all that, and, you know, but, you know, I don't like to re-talk about it, but you telling the truth, though. You handling it. You covering everything that happened to me. You covering it. You covering it well.
So that's why I used that. I heard his testimony. I used Brother Wyatt Riles. Even Reverend Henry felt some kind of way with his mother past.
I remember when Big Tim told us about that. He was probably like 10 years ago, and you just not bringing it up now. He wasn't the one to talk to that lady then. I remember all that too.
The reason why I'm bringing certain situations up, because Brother Randy, where he's at in life, I believe he knows what's deaf here. So if you do get to go talk to him, if you do get to send out a text to him, or you do, you know what, because we old school, I think we should call anyway, but what I'm saying is you have to meet him where he's at, or her at, whoever is grieving at that time. If you see them in a pretty bad shape, don't be looking down on them. Like you know, you shouldn't be this way. You should be. What you need to do is pray for them and ask God to give them strength. You know what I'm talking about? Ask God to get Reverend Henry. I want to say that the Reverend Henry mother passed right when in the pandemic. You know what I'm talking about? When she passed, you know what I'm talking about? And they can lay the rest because they went and opened up the cemetery because the pandemic, people were dying by the thousands then. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and even though they had the service, you know, they had it really gone at the end. How long it took for y'all to lay the rest, Reverend?
Yeah,
the remain?
Yeah, about 2 months or so.
Yeah, it was a while, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So can you put that in your mind, you having laid your mother or your person, I know it remains, I understand earth to earth, ashes to dust, I understand all that, but physically, you in your mind and your physical mind thinking that your mother is not in her resting place, you believe, you know what I'm talking about? And that's how it is, because that's what we believe in the natural. But he knows spiritually she is in rest, you know what I'm talking about? But just trying to process that. And processing that, it caused pain. I ran the brother. Matter of fact, I went out there and I wanted to support him. I didn't even wear a suit because I didn't want to be in the way when somebody called me to the front. They still made me go. I was like old Peter standing by the fire, Reverend. You know, Reverend.
Yeah.
I mean, one time you told me. You said, "Now this is what you told me. Now if I'm wrong, I tell you, I'm trying to remember some things. Right? It's been a few years, right?" And he told me the preacher was kind of getting late from coming, and he saw me come up. He said, "We're going to Reverend Brian. He can do the eulogy." You remember that, Reverend? You remember that? But Pastor came though.
Yeah.
He finally came. I wasn't even dressed in time.
Yeah.
I wasn't. You know how we supposed to think we supposed to have on a suit and all this whole stuff. I had white on and my white this and that. You know, Reverend, know what I'm talking about. What I'm saying, the love him and I have, he know the love his mother had for me too as well. She treated me like a little son, not even my stepson. She loved me. I remember she came to my mother-in-law's my mother-in-law, when she passed, I'm trying to encourage you. When she passed, right, and Reverend and I, we and all the spirit was so high, man, she wasn't them Holy Ghost mother, you know. If nobody else say nothing, she will. She'll throw her hand up, she'll throw her hand up, and she'll praise the Lord. That's how my T-John was, too. You know what I said, Reverend, they might not know what that T-John means, but they get the belief. Say, Reverend, when I say that, Reverend, then she come and hug her. She said, "Y'all, this is so beautiful. Don't you know? Don't you know she could say, 'Well done.'" See, I can't say by his whole family, But I know she knew by her son was raised in the rear of God. Now she sees the evidence that wherever he go, he going to let his little light shine. He going to tell it, and he going to move around and tell the rudeness of God. I got to go. But why I didn't want to leave on that note, because I want to transition away from the birth. I don't want y'all to disrespect. I ain't disrespecting the birth, but I want to respect what I was told about Brother Randy and his father. So I want you to hear this from me. We are praying for our brother. We're going to call him.
Yes.
But we're going to pray with him, which I know we probably already had. You know, he got a beautiful church, man, a beautiful church home. I've seen his pastor. I've seen him ministering, you know. So I know this brother understand the love of God. But we want to let him know we with him, you know, whether anything it is, you know. But we do know this here, be in prayer. You know, talking about this day is Brother Randy. You know, talking about it could be the day your day. You know, talking about, so be in prayer with that family, man. Be in prayer with it, because they you know, when people say father, you know what I'm talking about, there's some good fathers out there, Brother D. Brother D got a beautiful father, you know what I'm talking about? I told Brother D one time, I said, you know, he told me, if he wouldn't have never told me, I don't use that word stepdad. I said, no, he stepped up.
You know what I'm talking about? If I don't hear from him in a couple of weeks, somebody got to call somebody.
He lived long enough not to, for him to hear from you. No, you hear from him.
Yes,
he need to hear from you.
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about? Did you catch
he
that? Did you catch
if
that?
I don't call him, but he don't call me in 2 weeks span. Well, one of us gonna make that call in 2 weeks. He knows. Yes, sir. I got
and
to hear from him. I got
he's
to know.
He's a man. He's a man. Now I ain't saying that, but he's a man. I know love God. His father did.
Yes,
I know he loves her. He ain't gonna have a whole conversation while bringing the Lord up, and he don't debate. He give it with love. You know what I'm talking about. I've never met him in my life. Never seen him in my life. You know what I'm talking about. I've seen a picture of him. You know, playing a guitar, me a video, playing a guitar and stuff like that. But what I'm saying, love, like Reverend said, love. That love we got for one another, I don't have to never put my hand to your hand, Brother D. I don't never have to put my hand to your hand, Brother Tim. Brother Dog got mad at me because I didn't come see him the first time, but I never had to touch him, you know what I'm talking about, to show the love that I have for him, brother. You know what I'm talking about? But I know from the bottom of my heart that one of these old good mornings, one of these mornings, that we're going to see each other, and we ain't gonna have a chance to do this. Man, I can remember was it December the 2nd, 2022, rejoicing, you know what I'm talking about? And that's when the day, watch this, Uzziah, that's when the day the Lord came in. Come on, Holy Spirit. I love you guys, man. I want to be in prayer with our brother. I got to step off of this thing, but I want to be in prayer with our brother. Reverend, the song was on my heart, Freedom Rain. Freedom Rain, when we get through everything. I got to get off the song right now. Freedom Rain. Right? But I want to leave y'all with this again. Pray for our brother. Lift our brother up. Mm-hmm. And know this here, that God's still in control. He's still but with it all, them he and Brother Dean hit them to a song that I think it goes. It can be too late. How that song go? You know, when it ain't go around.
Willie Banks.
Remember that? Yeah, there you go.
Willie Banks and the gospel message says too late.
Yeah, too late.
Another song that says God is still in charge.
It's still in charge.
Don't let it be too late.
Don't let it be too late. Don't let this day go by. You know, God speaking, man. If you have somebody you love, you ain't told them you love them. Reverend said it. If you ain't told nobody that you miss them, you never know when your hour gonna be or that person hour gonna be. I don't care how much we holler at the funeral or the home going, they're not getting out that casket. Hollywood pretty good, y'all. Jesus is the only person I know killed death. He destroyed death. He has no more dominion over us.
That's enough right there, Reverend Eric. I don't understand why people, fall in love with these other gods, as they call them, when Jesus is the only man ever cheated them. He the only man ever defeated them. Buddha, he's still dead. Confucius, he's still dead. Jesus rose just like he said. And I like to tell the world he did it on the day he said he would do it. At the time he said he would do it. He didn't miss a beat. But your God is still dead. You know, there was a young man in the Bible that challenged over 450 of many. He said, look, I'm going to give you the first opportunity to call on your God. He did it because he knew he had a God that truly was a God. And the Bible goes on to tell man that not only was they screaming, hollering for him, but the Bible says they cut themselves, let their blood run down on the altar, and they were still calling him. But he didn't answer yet. And then the young man started poking fun at him. He said, look, he said, maybe he's on a journey. Maybe you ought to call him and allow him. He said, but at noonday, he said, it's my time now. And then he told the Lord, he said, Lord, he said, not for me, but for them. Let them know that you are God. The Bible goes on to tell man that it didn't just burn the altar. See, he burnt the ground all around the altar to show that he is a God. And over 450 ran down and said, Elijah God, he is a God. How do you not serve a true and living God when your God is still dead? I don't understand. How do you serve them? He's still dead. But my God lives. That's why I tell you all the time, my love for a brother, when he prayed, he said, we're a dying world. But yet he still lives. He still lives in the name of Jesus. How do you do it? I just understand how you do it. God still lives. And I'm so glad that I know the man for myself. So glad. One day, sister and brother, we're going to stand face to face. Going to have to. Understand. Just for ourselves.
I didn't want to tell us going between my brother's discourse. I want to let you guys know that if it is God's will, man, if we can be here Monday, you know what I'm talking about, you know, we'll try to be here, you know, and if you don't want to start it again, then we won't start it. But whatever you do, let us start that lesson. I want to get off into that. But right now, I just want to think about my brother, you know, think about our brother, you know, and keep him in prayer, you know, his whole entire family. Because I do know one thing, you know, God is calling numbers you can't stop. And one day it might be yours. I want you to never forget that. And one day, soon. And that's a good thing for us. Because that's what we're working for. We're working to get to the King. Sit on the right hand of
Get to the King. Get to the King.
Yes, sir.
I made it.
Yes, sir.
I made you be a doorkeeper, but I made it in.
Yes, sir.
I might be just walking around sweeping the floor. But thank God Jesus, I made it in.
America
said it can't be said no better, my brother.
Death
is a beautiful thing.
I
heard that white man say one time, the color has nothing to do with it. When he said, you put a 45 in my head, he said, you think you're scamming me? He said, all you do is offer me a free ticket to go see my father. No man ready for death, but I'm going home when I leave here. I got my ticket. It's been signed, sealed, and delivered. Keys are waiting on me. In my father's house are many mansions, and one of them belong to me. I just tell God, thank you. Yeah, we want to keep our brother in prayer. But we know that he know. That we know he know the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
So good, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. As we go to God in prayer, we keep in Brother Randy and his family in our thoughts and in our prayers. Oh, praise the Lord. But we want to tell God, we thank you. Thank you for his love as we go to God and pray. Father God in heaven, thanking you for yet another opportunity that you allowed us to express our love to you, Father. We ask, Father God, that Father, would you lean here? Listen here, Father. Oh, Father, we lift up Brother Randy to you, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the midst of them going through, we let him know, Father God, that you're still, you still love him through the hurt of the pain of loss of a loved one, Father. You're still there. You're still able. You're still keeping them. You still have them in the palm of your hand. Your protection is all around them. We ask you to give that family strength. For those that may not be as strong as others, and pain have overran their heart in such a way that they may be discarded, Father, but we know you are the one that can bring peace in the midst of the storm. We ask it, Father, that you give them strength, give them comfort. Oh, Father, that ease some maybe trouble in mind, Father. We ask you to speak to them, Father. Speak to their hearts. Hallelujah. Let them be able to receive your love in the midst of the hurting. Father God, let them, hallelujah, keep them, Father. Hallelujah. Let them know that they are loved. Hallelujah. And we ask, Father God, that you would, oh, Father God, merciful. Hallelujah. Merciful and in your an abundance of mercy and kindness overflow right now in the name of Jesus. We just want to say you thank you for the life of the individual. Hallelujah. And Father God, bless someone to have sweet memories. Hallelujah. Precious memories that can help with this healing process. In the name of Jesus, I want to tell you we love you. Thank you for this moment, this hour that you have blessed us to set aside and oh, Father God, worship you, even in prayer, Father, even in talking to you, even in trying to uplift someone, even trying to encourage someone, Father God, to pray for Brother Randy. Thank you, Father God, for you have put this love up on our heart that we care for one another, even in distance. Hallelujah. We care for one another. Even from state to state, we care for one another. And with this little light that we have, bless us to uphold it, lift it up, Father God. Hallelujah. That you would draw all men until you lift up this light that we do have. We can show a dying world that you yet live, for you live within our hearts. We thank you. Oh, and we love you for it. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise because we know where we are right now. You brought us to this time, this moment, this place, Father God. You cleaned us up. You kept us. Hallelujah. You lifted us up. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Just thank you for your love, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank all those that came and played a part, that made a comment. Hallelujah. That keep this program in prayer, Father God. Bless us that we'll be ever mindful to bless you back. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is
Yeah.